I'm Sierra.
And I'm Olivia.
And today we're going to be talking about movies that have been recently announced or have already come out. Firstly, we're going to be starting with the Barbie movie. What's your opinion on it, Olivia?
I am so excited for the Barbie movie. Like, I think that Greta Gerwig just, like, an insane, lineup of movies that she's directed in the past few years. And I'm just so excited for this one. I think it's going to be, like, the movie of the summer, honestly. I think it comes out in the summer. And I love the images that are going around where people put different things in, like, the spot. And they're, like, with, like, the text sort of mimicking the way the characters have been promoted and stuff. I think it's so cool. I'm so excited.
Yeah, actually, I am really excited for the Barbie movie, too, because, honestly, Barbie in general has always been like such an iconic thing for me. I just, right? As a little kid, I've just always loved Barbie. Like almost all the TV shows they aired were like Barbie in the Dream House, even that, honestly, it's kind of embarrassing to admit, but I always loved that show because it was just like, I don't know, just like a moment for me, you know, just realizing how intently interested I was in Barbie. And also, like you said, like, Barbie's actor, I just love all the movies she's in, like, Suicide Squad, I'm pretty sure she was in, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I honestly haven't seen her in that many things, but I'm really excited. I think that she seems like she really fits the role. I think that Barbie's just such a role model, honestly. I'm really excited for this because, like, for, like, a live-action Barbie.
Yeah,
it kind of shows her as like a real person.
Yeah.
Instead of this like doll. I love like Barbie Life in the Dream House, honestly, but this is gonna be really interesting and I'm super excited for it.
Yeah. And also the Mario movie has been released recently, April 5th. Honestly,
I heard about that.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it, like, this weekend. But honestly, I'm so stoked to watch it. Because I've always been, like, honestly, a sucker for video game movies. And the Mario franchise, I've just always loved it so much. Because to me, I just love watching gameplays of the video of the games and just reading even like manga adaptations or like books because they've been made. And honestly, the franchise is just so packed and I love all the characters. And it's just, honestly, it's just such a nostalgic thing for me because like Mario, Luigi, Peach, all of them have just been such... Honestly, I'm just like a geek going on and on about this, but I just love the Mario franchise so much. I just love all about it. Okay, enough of me geeking out.
It's been so long since I've played like a Mario game. I used to play Mario Kart all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I should watch the Mario movie.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Honestly, I love that game. I still have it on my Nintendo Switch, actually. It's... I love gaming. I just love video games, and especially Mario video games. Like, they just do it so well. They just play the characters so well, and it's always so entertaining to play. So I'm really excited for that. Also,
even though the Oscars were almost a month ago now, by the time people hear this, it's probably going to be over a month, but Everything Everywhere All at Once, it came out in 2022, but like it absolutely sweeps the Oscars. I think that's just like so amazing. I love that movie.
Honestly, I literally honestly love Everything Everywhere All at Once, because I literally I was in the airport going to like Belgium for like spring break, and I watched the movie because I was like interested in it, because I heard it from the Oscar too.
Yeah. I watched it on a plane too.
Yeah, because I heard it from the Oscars and was like, this looks interesting. Why don't I give it a try? And honestly, I just loved the play with different multiverses and different alternative universes and how they were all connected in a sort. And like, even with Joy, you know? Joy, the main character's daughter. The way they played her character out so well, like how her mind had been fragmented, and then there was this thing controlling her that resulted due to her trauma or her wanting to be accepted by her mother for who she really was. Honestly, I just love that play because honestly, it's kind of like an original way to put it. Because a lot of movies, they just typically always go for like one set thing or like a cliche that usually applies to like mainstream media. But the fact that they went all out for the show, even though it literally, like, as I was watching in a plane, even though like it felt like a fever dream, like I felt like I hadn't even watched it, I honestly just loved the movie. And I just loved how funny but also kind of terrifying at the same time it was, and how it just like played into the like the sci-fi.
I think it's just really interesting how they connect, how it connects like a sci-fi sort of fantasy sci-fi theme to a very real experience that people have, and made it like relatable for so many people. And like I remember when it first came out, people would make, I would see posts on social media about people like watching it with their mom and crying. And I was just like, oh my God. And that was before I'd even seen it. I think it's just like revolutionary in so many ways. And like, even outside of that, it absolutely sweeped the Oscars. Like, did you see the supporting actors? It's like award acceptance speech.
Yeah, I actually did. Honestly, just completely good movie. Good movie in general. I just loved it. Mm-hmm. Moving along, there's recently been an announcement for the movie Elementals by Disney. Mm-hmm. Not by Disney, by Pixar. Sorry.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been actually commenting about it on the internet, saying that
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, it's honestly not gained that much popularity because of the fact a lot of people have been saying it's kind of like a Zootopia, like ripoff. Yeah. Like it's like the same genre, the same type of like meaning and message they were trying to go behind. But even so, I kind of want to watch it, even though like it's basically like Zootopia but with elements, because the character design and the like just the way it feels like it's like an actual world, you know, like it's actually building upon a universe of its own, even though it like follows like Zootopia's main theme. And honestly, when I saw the trailer and when I watched some reviews about it, honestly, I just got kind of like enticed by watch the movie, because it just I don't know, because it was just like so good, you know, like it's I think even me, I think the movie is kind of like bad but in a good way. Also, I just
it sounds cool. I just looked it up. It seems pretty cool.
Honestly, I'm just a sucker for Pixar movies. I can watch a bad movie. I can watch a bad movie and still, like, love it.
One movie that I'm really excited for is the new Hunger Games movie, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It's been talked about for so long, I feel like. And to be completely honest, I've not read the book, but I never finished it. But it's been sitting on my shelf, but I feel like I have to finish it now. Like I've been keeping up with like all of the confirms, like casting and stuff. I'm pretty sure Rachel Zegler is playing Lucy Gray, and she was Maria in the West Side Story movie, and I thought she did a really good job with that. Like, I love her. I'm really excited. Like, I think that I love the Hunger Games, honestly.
And it's just, again, how it's just such a loved franchise. So, like, of course it's going to be popular. With, like, almost all the movies we've been talking about, they're, like, commonly visited franchises or, like, ideas. And they just, they just are loved by so many. Like, even if I don't know much of the Hunger Games, I have watched some of the scenes with my parents. And honestly, even though I haven't read the book series, it honestly seems really interesting. Like, I wouldn't mind actually. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind investing into it, because honestly, the way that it's just played out seems like really enticing. You know?
Speaking of beloved franchises and beloved books, another movie that I don't know if it's come out or if it's set to come out soon is Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. I've been seeing a lot of ads for it, especially on TikTok. It's based on a Judy Blume novel. And something I've noticed is that a lot of the promotion has been based around the fact that it's a book that sort of made its way through generations, and it's been a big part of a lot of people, especially women's growing up. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that actually sounds really, really interesting, honestly. I wish I'd gotten ads for that, because honestly, the ads I'm getting is kind of insane. I probably am after we're done recording this, because honestly, but on the topic of ads, actually, I've been getting a lot of ads about the movie that's also been announced, Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing that too.
Yeah, it's basically a play on the popular board game.
Right. Dungeons and Dragons.
I've only played it actually once, but I never got to finish that game because it was pretty late at the time I played it. But I've honestly
takes a long time.
Yeah, but honestly, I've been so interested in it because I've actually seen a lot of videos of creators playing it with their friends, you know, and doing whole entire run-throughs throughout the game. And honestly,
it's very involved.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting concept. And also, I've just always been like a sucker for like fantasy things, you know, like atmospheres where you're placed in areas where there's like elves and like orcs, you know, hybrid species, all that stuff. And honestly, I just love the fact that the main cast are just thieves who stole the wrong thing for the wrong person and are now like trying to redeem themselves by like helping save the world that the person they stole for is like going to end. I just love that. I honestly just love movies where, like, the main characters aren't, like, you know, good people, you know? Like,
right. Completely like, they're kind of underdogs.
People. Yeah, they're kind of underdogs. Like, they're not, like, goody two-shoes, but that doesn't mean, like, they're, like the most...
anti-hero vibe.
Yeah, like, they're... That doesn't mean, like, they're villains, you know?
Right. Like, morally gray.
Yeah. And honestly, all the ads I've just been seeing, just, they're so, like, interesting to me. Because, again, it's just, like, with the concept. And the fact it's, like, the fact that it really just plays into fantasy themes. Because you look at half of their outfits and you're like, damn, that's really impractical. But that's really cool, you know?
Yeah, and also Sophia Lillis is in it. And she's in a lot of other really good movies, like It Chapter One, and she was in that show I Am Not Okay With This. Like, I love her. She's such a good actress. Like, I would honestly watch it just for her. Oh, there's also the Little Mermaid movie, the live action one.
Oh yeah, I've actually been hearing a lot about that.
Yeah, I feel like people have been talking about it for so long. Like, I remember hearing about a live action Little Mermaid coming out years ago, and I feel like it's just never like come to anything. But now I don't know if they have like a release date yet, but I've been seeing promotion and ads for it.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot too. And honestly, even though like live action is a pretty like heavy topic to deal with, especially if it's like not done right, because a lot of the times it isn't done right, I still really want to see it, because it's just like Little Mermaid is just a movie that I've always it's a really good story, and I've always just been interested in seeing it. Also just like the fact that even though live actions are bad half the time, I always just like watch movies that have like something to do with like an interest of mine, because honestly I just love movies in general. Like, I can enjoy a bad movie if it has like a good thing to it, you know?
Yeah, I think that The Little Mermaid, like, there's so much potential for some really cool special effects and CGI. I think that even if the execution is bad, like, I think it would be really fun to watch just for that.
Yeah, honestly. I just, what can I say? I love Ariel. And the trailers have not disappointed. Though the only complaint I would really have is that recently, a lot of movies have been, like, really dark and glim. Like, I watched half of the trailer, and I honestly could barely make out what was happening. Because, you know, it was just, the setting was really dark, more dark than it needed to be. And it doesn't help the fact that, like, yeah.
That's probably because it's in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. It is true, because in the nighttime, the ocean is completely dark. Still, though, like, I wish it was a little lighter. Like, I get it's, like, nighttime, but they don't have to make it, like, that dark where I'm literally struggling to see where the characters are moving.
But, I feel so connected to The Little Mermaid, because that's the musical we did last year, and that was such a fun experience.
Yeah, honestly. I watched
the musical. Did you come to see that?
Yeah, I actually did. It was probably really hard to see me, but I was there like Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I honestly loved it. I'm a sucker for The Little Mermaid, so. Okay, so
another. Are there any other movies that come to mind for this year?
Actually, there is. I'm pretty sure Shazam, Fury of Gods. Came out this year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I actually watched it. I watched it while I was in Belgium. Because, honestly, I just really wanted to see a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I was kind of getting, like, just bored having dinners every single day. So I watched it. And actually, it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Like, I kind of got mad at the end of, like, the first Shazam movie. Because now he wasn't the only one with powers. And now it was, like, his siblings with it. Even though it, like, created, like, family bonding time, I still didn't really like that, because it was, like, what was the point? But then I watched it, and honestly, it was, like, such a good movie. I just, like, enjoyed it. My emotions were playing into it, you know? Like, how every, like, good movie, like, affects your emotions. And it was just the fact that they kept Shazam so in touch with his character. Like, they never made you forget for, like, a moment that he's just a kid at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a kid who can turn into adult, but even when he's an adult, he's, like, dumb. He makes a lot of mistakes because he's still a kid growing, and he's not even, like, 18 yet. I just love how they play his character, because it's, like,
it's realistic.
Yeah, it's, like, realistic. It's not like with all the other superheroes where it's like, okay, you have your powers, you're gonna have to deal with this on your own, and you're gonna have to mature a lot faster. Like, even with his even when he got his powers, he still, like, stayed the same person, because he still needs to, like, adapt to his powers and become more mature and grow with his powers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never watched it's the second Shazam, right?
Second Shazam.
Yeah, I never watched the first one. Maybe I'll invest and then watch the second one.
Honestly, you should. Because even if the ending for the second movie was kind of to me. Mm-hmm. Because it just, like, didn't really play into, like, the plot of the movie. But you should still watch it. Because honestly, I, like, loved every bit of it.
Yeah, I think that about wraps it up. Yeah. I think there are a lot of great movies coming out this year, or movies that have already come out, and I'm really excited, honestly.
Honestly, same.
Thank you for listening.
And
happy movie watching.
Yep, happy movie watching, and we'll see you in the next episode.